KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy today, a high of 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In the news, Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports the arrest Tuesday of 25-year-old Cassandra Preston Burcham of Audubon in connection with the theft of Iowa lottery tickets. Burcham faces felony charges that include theft in the second degree, ongoing criminal conduct, and 91 counts of lottery ticket theft. She was arrested and transported to the Audubon County Jail, where she was being held on $25,000 bond. The Audubon Police Department was assisted in the investigation by the Iowa Lottery. Starmer reports also 51-year-old Stephen Scott Thompson and 36-year-old Angela Serta, both of Audubon, were arrested Tuesday for trespassing. Both were transported to the Audubon County Jail to appear before a magistrate. And on November 21st, 43-year-old Linda Jean Kelly of Audubon was arrested for driving under suspension. She was cited and released on a promise to appear later in court. Elsewhere in the news, voters in the vast majority of the county served by Iowa Western Community College narrowly approved a $14.5 million bond issue Tuesday. The funds will be used to improve security and safety at the main campus in Council Bluffs and the satellite centers in Atlantic, Clarinda, Shenandoah, and Harlan. A 60% supermajority was needed for approval. Here in Cass County, nearly 59% of the voters, or 186, approved the bond measure, while just over 41%, or 131, opposed it, according to the Cass County Auditor's Office. Voter turnout in Cass County was just over 3%. Numbers late Tuesday night indicated just over 64% of the voters in 7 out of the 13 counties served by the college had approved the bond measure, which college officials have said will pay for security features such as cameras, new locks and doors, and or door frames. It also includes electronic monitoring methods that will improve safety in the event of an intruder or lockdown situation. College officials had promised that if the bond was approved, residents would see a reduction in one of the property tax levies the college uses from 34 cents per $1,000 to 13 cents per $1,000. That's because an early retirement levy is set to expire on June the 30th, and it will be replaced by the less taxing 20-year bond referendum that voters approved Tuesday night. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Tuesday morning of 34-year-old Anthony David Smith. The Red Oak man was taken into custody at around 7:30 a.m. in the 400 block of North Highland Avenue on a charge of domestic abuse assault first offense. Smith was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail pending an initial court appearance. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an investigation into a disturbance late Monday night in Cass County resulted in the arrest of a man on a warrant. 34-year-old Rodney Dale Fulton Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested by Cass County deputies at around 11 p.m. on a warrant for failure to appear on a charge of fifth-degree theft, possession of stolen property. Fulton was transported by Cass County deputies to the Cass-Pottawatomie County line and then picked up by Pott County deputies and brought him to the Pott County Jail. Pott County Sheriff's Office reports also a corrections officer of the Pottawatomie County Jail suffered facial cuts and bruising during an assault by an inmate at the jail late Monday night. Corrections Officer Mitchell Freiman of Omaha was reportedly pulled into a cell by his protective vest by inmate 31-year-old Michael P. Dykeman of Council Bluffs. The officer fought with Dykeman for about 2 minutes. Dykeman, who was also injured during the incident, faces a charge of serious assault with the intent to inflict serious injury. A man from Audubon County was issued a warning for failure to yield upon left turn following an accident Monday afternoon here in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday Jerry Jensen of Hamlin was traveling north on Hospital Drive at around 2 p.m. when he failed to yield for a southbound vehicle at the intersection with Highway 6 or 7th Street. The other vehicle, driven by Carol Truett of Atlantic, was in the process of making a right-hand turn when the vehicles collided in the middle of the intersection. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $5,000. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet in a special session this evening at the middle school library to review superintendent search survey results. The survey had been posted on the district website, with patrons having been asked what traits they would like a new superintendent for the district to have. 450 surveys were returned. Ray & Associates, the search firm hired by the school board in October, will go over the results with the board during the meeting, which begins at 5:30 p.m. The board will also act on approving the superintendent search brochure and application, as well as they'll review stakeholder interview groups' membership, role, and procedures. They're also expected to review a search timeline for the superintendent. The goal, according to the board, is to have the new superintendent in place by the end of February. Current superintendent, Dr. Michael Amstein, will be retiring at the end of the current school year. In the funeral announcements, Floyd Maracle, age 84, of Earlham, has died. A visitation for Floyd Maracle will be held from 2 until 3 p.m. today at the Earlham United Methodist Church, followed by services at 3 o'clock. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Larry Miller, age 71, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ivan Jones, age 95, of Waukee and formerly of Anita, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Jones will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene Gene Hahn, age 76, of Manila, died Sunday in Denison. A massive Christian burial for Gene Hahn will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brian Powell, age 48, of Des Moines and formerly of Menlo, died Monday. A memorial mass for Brian Powell will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Brian Swede Johnson, age 61, of Exira, died December 3rd at the VA hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Swede Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Daryl Adams, age 78, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial reception for Daryl Adams will be held this Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Elliott Community Building. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Ronald Hill, age 64, of Omaha and formerly of Manning, died November 30th. Celebration of life services for Ronald Hill will be this Sunday from 2 until 6 p.m. at the House Barn Fireside Room in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Thelma Moore, age 90, of Carroll and formerly of Manning, died Tuesday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. Funeral services for Thelma Moore will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Robert Gokin, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Masonic service for Robert Gokin will be held Monday at 10:45 a.m., followed by a funeral service at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 86-year-old Burley Jensen, age 86, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Private family graveside services for Burley Jensen will be held in the spring of 2017. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.